murder, beatings, intimidation, the violence in Zimbabwe led the UN Security Council to condemn Robert Mugabe's government there. The opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, has officially withdrawn from Friday's runoff election, and he's fled to the Dutch embassy in Harare, that's Zimbabwe's capital. Joining us from Harare is freelance journalist Brian Hungwe. And Brian, what effect, if any, will this Security Council resolution have?
President Robert Mugabe does seem to have a feeling that the international community is ganging up against him. I don't think it will do much because President Robert Mugabe is fighting for political survival. To him, this is a do-or-die situation. Should he lose this election, he faces an embarrassing exit. And some of his close lieutenants, who have everything to lose should President Mugabe exit, they are very much unlikely to climb down. So the situation is not going to change so much on the ground.
So the Friday election will proceed as scheduled, presumably without the opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai. What will happen next?
President Robert Mugabe will go ahead, appoint his cabinet, and move on. And we're also likely to see members of parliament being sworn in. He doesn't seem to care much. President Robert Mugabe has been facing the same international pressure for the past 8 years, and he hasn't backed down.
He has done nothing. In fact, he has said only God can remove him from office.
And even some of his military generals have said that President Robert Mugabe should never allow a puppet to rule Zimbabwe and that they will never salute any opposition leader winning an election at this stage.
Some people are raising the possibility that this could pave the way for civil war in Zimbabwe. Is that a possibility?
The situation in Zimbabwe is particularly tense. Brother is going against brother, relative against relative. There is so much tension to the point that there's a lot of distrust. And also given the fact that the military has been accused of spearheading a campaign of terror, I can safely say there will be a lot of suffering, a lot of tension, with a lot of displacements of people, particularly in the rural areas of Zimbabwe.
In the rural areas. Why hasn't South African President Thabo Mbeki, who has a lot of power in the region and a close relationship with Mugabe and Zimbabwe in general, why hasn't he stepped in and done anything to resolve this situation?
President Thabo Mbeki does seem to understand the character of President Robert Mugabe very well. He's always been saying, if you shout at President Robert Mugabe, he'll shout back and there won't be progress. And also, he doesn't want to antagonize the ANC, which is a liberation war movement, with the President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party, which is also another liberation war movement. During South Africa's struggle against apartheid, President Mugabe did worst quite a number of ANC leaders, including President Thabo Mbeki himself. So he doesn't want to be seen as the character who is being ungrateful for what President Robert Mugabe did.
You're a reporter in Harare, in Zimbabwe. What are you seeing in Harare in terms of the violence, in terms of the intimidation that we keep hearing about of civilians?
There's a culture of fear prevailing in the cities, in the townships, and even the rural areas. Although it's business as usual in the central business district of Harare, there is a heavy presence of riot police who are closely monitoring that situation. And most motorists in Harare are carrying a ZANU-PF cloth, and I'm told that this is for their safety as they drive back home. Because in most townships, there are night patrols by ZANU-PF militias who are demanding that motorists produce ZANU-PF cards or make ZANU-PF slogans. So there's fear prevailing, particularly in the townships surrounding Harare.
Mm-hmm. So what about you? Do you fear for your own personal safety?
Many journalists have been targeted, particularly those that are reporting for the foreign media organizations. One cannot rule out the hostility of the Zimbabwean government. Though they are an unpredictable lot, it's possible they can do anything to anybody should they perceive you are hostile to their policies and a threat to what they might define as national security by exposing its shortcomings.
Brian Hungwe is a freelance journalist based in Harare, Zimbabwe. Brian, thank you and stay safe.
Thank you.